all their things. We are, our whole life is just in their thing, their sports. All the type of sports. The person is proud about what all fishing tackle he has got, and all his bicycle that he goes for cycling, what kind of bicycles he's got. All their way of life. And we are very proud about all those things. Tumhe apne afwaj par bhi bara ghaman tha. You are very proud of your armies also. At one time, the Muslim army, and not so long ago, 100 years ago, the Khilafat-e-Uthmani, and before that, all the Muslim armies, what they were and what they had. Ab jao, now go and see. Apni fauj ke asliha, khano ko dekho. Go and see now your all your weapons, what you have got. 100% it's their weapons. They sell it to us at high prices, but it is under their control. We cannot, the governments, Muslim governments can't use it without their permission, though it is sold to them. And that also, they make us such great fools. At one time, government of Pakistan bought F-16 jet fighters. After how many years, then only they delivered it, when it was outdated. When it was, they took the money at the beginning, and then when it was completely outdated, then they delivered it. So they control us even in that aspect totally. Agar hum haath rokte, to tumhara sara nizam darham barham ho jaye. With all your army and with all that old stocks of theirs, they take out, and when they want to, when they have got extra stocks, they just make a war somewhere, and then all that stocks of theirs. Of their weapons are used there, and when they give all this old stocks of theirs, they have given to the Muslim countries, so-called Muslim countries, and that also under their control. They can't do use it also of their own. Ab tum baghair humse ijazat liye kisi par fauj kashi nahi kar sakte. Now the whole system is such that no country can go to war with another country without their permission. They control also. Even if they want to fight amongst themselves, they control it. And that whole, the army is under their control. All the weapons are under their control. Bosnia aur Iraq ke hashar ko hamesha yaad rakhna. And if they don't forget what we did in Iraq and Bosnia, with the ISIS thing, what a big fool they have made. How many Muslims' lives have been taken, and all just totally in vain, for nothing whatsoever. Muslims killing Muslims all the time. How they control us in all these things. Jao, go. Ab afiyat usme hai ki jo tarz hayat aur tarz hukumat humne tumhari sikhaya hai uspe sare muh inhiraf na karna. Now go, the way of life we have taught you, what we dictate to you, not one hair's breadth must you go against that. And now we are seeing presently everything what they dictate to us, we fully have to accept it. We can't go one, but whoever goes against it, he's a stupid. He's a person who is irresponsible. He's a person who doesn't know reality. He's not taking life serious. Everything is against him. Every bit we have to listen to them. Khabardar, a warning they sound. Hamari ghulami se nikalne ki koshish na karna. Don't ever dream also. Think about coming out of our slavery. Aur hame ummeed bhi hai, yahi hai, ke tum barso tak aisa na kar sakoge. And we know also that now you can't come out of our slavery. We are controlling you. Everything of yours is under our control. Kyunki jitne is koshish ki muharrikat ho sakte the, yani iman ki pukhtagi, for all those things that could go against their system and their way of life, we have destroyed all that. For one, for example, the power of iman, we have taken it out. Today our trust is not on Allah. Our trust is on material things. Our trust is not on the akhirat. Our trust is in dunya. Our trust is not on Quran and hadith. Our trust is on fiction, on science books, on maths books, on all other things. The Quran, hadith are real things. It's not there. Iman. Josh jihad. Today to take jihad, Muslims will say, how can you talk about jihad? The non-Muslim, the governments are saying, but we are saying, don't, you mustn't use the word jihad. All the Islamic teachings of Islamic inheritance also we don't want to abide by. Then the capital punishment for a person who commits adultery, etc., to be stoned to death, we think of it today as wrong. So they have changed all that. Values of Islam are totally eroded and they are taken out from us. Baligh nazri, to have proper thinking. Today we have become very, very light. Our thinking, a person who thinks very good is who thinks according to their lines. And that all the things with regard to the virus and every, what they fear, what they put into us, that panic they put in, a person who speaks on that line, and today our good learned people also speak on that line. And a person who speaks against it, this person, there is something really wrong with that person. That this bimari is in the hands of Allah. Hey, that if Allah wishes, you can get sick. If Allah doesn't, you will never get sick. And if Allah doesn't want, it's everything. Today that doesn't make sense. All this, you have to be very, very careful. All the distancing and all the sanitization, without that, you're going to die. What is going to happen to you? Ghairat-e-deen. And today, about deen, the worry about deen, that what is happening about deen. Today a person will say that you missed your namaz. How could you do that? That's a small thing. But any other thing, you don't dress like them, you don't live like them, you don't socialize like them, then that is a big problem. But our deen, mixing, man and woman mix, and talk and joke and so much so, hugging one another, also very innocently, we don't mean anything. And it's nothing wrong also, kissing one another and hugging one another, all that is common and that is correct. And if somebody has to say, you have to wear parda, man and woman, Muslim wedding, and there you say man must be one side, woman must be one side, is a big problem. It's not with non-Muslims, but our own Muslim people, and there it's a big problem. غیرت دین وہ سب ہم نے تمہارے دانشوروں مفکروں اور عالموں سے دنیا کے چند آسائش چیزیں دے کر خرید لیے ہیں. All the things we have sold it, we have bought it out from all your intelligent people, from all your people who could think and had some, even from your alims. We just gave them few things of dunya, some name, fame, some position, and we bought it out from them, and they also haven't got it. If they haven't got it, where is the ummah going to have these things? Humne tumhare auraton ko TV ke zariye se behayai ki targhib dekar, and your woman.